time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Aaron Bott with the Division of Wildlife Resources. And, you know, every time I get on social media, it's like, how is the ice here? How's the fishing here? Where's a good place to go ice fishing right now? And so we're bringing Aaron in, and we're going to talk about where you're at as far as what's good places to go, ice depth, and things to places to maybe stay away from because the ice isn't right yet. So let's bring Aaron in, and we'll talk about ice fishing. Aaron, how are you today?
I'm doing great, thanks.
All right, let's just start right off at the beginning. Everybody, it seems like, is having some pretty good success at Schofield, but where are the best places to go, and are there places that maybe the ice isn't ready yet?
You know what? You're right. Schofield does seem to have the most success right now. The ice fishing's been really good there for all the trout species. The reservoir itself has 8 to 10 inches of ice in all the bays, so really you can get out anywhere. I'd suggest using tube jigs tipped with pieces of chub meat, but you can also use some power bait and night crawlers, and people are having a lot of success using that for rainbow trout. So Schofield really is the best place to go at this time of year.
And it always seems that way when people start talking ice fishing, that Schofield is like the premier place in the area for people to go. And I'm sure it has something to do with being accessible, but it also has something to do with the fact that the fish are just bite there. It's for some reason they love it, and it's one of the best places to go. I would say if you want to catch a fish, Schofield right now is probably one of the best places to go.
Yeah, absolutely. We're getting a lot of positive feedback from fisher folks out there on the reservoir.
All right, so let's continue along. We always call it that energy loop, and head up over into Huntington Canyon. What are some of the better places to go as far as ice thickness and maybe some successes? Let's start with Mammoth.
You know what? Really, everything up there is starting to freeze over as the winter progresses. Mammoth, then moving on up to Electric, etc. Huntington North still has some open water there on the north end, so it's not quite safe really to get out on. People should be cautious as they approach the shoreline. The ice still seems to be pretty soft. Huntington Reservoir itself, just like Schofield, 8 to 10 inches of ice. Again, just be careful going out there, but it seems like we're seeing some success there using, again, similar tube jigs, put on some night crawlers or dead shiners, and people are seeing a lot of great action there. As you move on up into the canyon, Electric has 3 to 4 inches of ice all the way to the dam, so you got to be a little bit careful there. The road to the boat ramp is snowpacked, so use a four-wheel drive vehicle. That's what we recommend. And again, just watch that ice as it's starting to thicken up.
And is there anything that people are saying, use this, don't use this, this is working better? Have you got anything like that?
Again, mostly power bait and night crawlers are working well for your rainbow trout if you're going for some of those tiger trout. Some chub meat is really good. Throw that out on your hook. And yeah, people seem to be having a lot of luck with that.
All right, and I've got kind of a question. It's kind of out of left field, but what about the community ponds? Do they close in the wintertime? That's something we've never really talked about.
You know what? Carbon County Pond does close, as well as the Night Ideal Pond. Those do close up as the temperatures drop. However, Gelati Pond out in Helper, that still has accessibility. People can go out there. There's still some open water on it, but it's starting to freeze up around the edges. And as that freezes over, people are more than welcome to get out there. Again, be careful, but you can ice fish.
So there are plenty of opportunities, plenty of places to go and have some fun this winter and, you know, have a good time ice fishing. Once again, we're going to go this year.
Yes.
This is the year that I'm going to try and get some ice fishing in. All right, so with that, let's talk. We've got one little thing we're going to talk about before we close, and that is the Christmas tree drop-off there at your guys' office for the recycling. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, we are encouraging folks who have harvested trees for Christmas to now donate their used trees for wildlife habitat. So if you live out in Emery or Carbon County and you took a live tree this year, rather than just throwing it into the dumps, please bring it over to the Price Division office. We have there in the parking lot an area where you can just dump your tree, and we're going to take those out to the Desert Lake Wildlife Management area where we'll strategically place those trees, and they'll be utilized for wildlife habitat, for small mammals, for birds, even for reptiles later on in the year. It's a great thing to do. It's better than just taking it to the dump where they'll slowly break down. Yeah, please bring them on in. And if you're out in Emery County, feel free to take them over to Desert Lakes parking lot. There in the main parking lot area, we have a stack of trees that you can see and just drop your tree off there as well.
All right. And how long do they have to do that?
We'll be taking trees until January 10th.
Okay. So you've got until January 10th to get them out there. Aaron, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today. And we'll talk again soon, okay?
Hey, thanks very much.
All right, that's Aaron Bott with the Division of Wildlife Resources, and we're talking ice fishing, and we're talking about recycling that Christmas tree. All right, for more information on interviews just like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. All right, good sir.
Hey, thanks very much.
Thank you. Have a good new year. We'll talk again soon, okay?
Thanks.
All right.